You are listening to the Hockey Parent Podcast, episode number 13. Welcome back to the Hockey Parent Podcast. I'm Neil, your host for discussions about the hockey parent life. All show notes, including links to events, products, and services discussed on the show, can be found at hockeyparentpodcast.com. Click on the individual show title for all the info. Smelly hockey gear taking up space in the garage, the basement, or worse, the living room is every hockey parent's gremlin. It stinks, it takes up too much space, and did I mention the smell? I've tried to alleviate this issue with PVC storage, statues, or other shelving ideas in the garage, but the cold gear in the garage versus the warm gear in the house argument still rages on, and this is not just a hockey problem. Lacrosse, football, baseball, soccer, and other sports parents have to deal with stank equipment strewn throughout the house also. Chad Stewart is here to discuss an ingenious idea to help with your sports equipment storage problems. Chad, it's great to have you on the Hockey Parent Podcast. Thanks for joining me.
All right, well, thanks for having me on, Neil.
Where are you calling in from today?
We're based out of Hastings, Minnesota.
And then, so where is that in relation? So just getting my geography down, where's that in relation to Minneapolis, St. Paul?
So Hastings, Minnesota is roughly 25 miles southeast of the Minneapolis, St. Paul area. And down in Hastings, that's where we have a couple of facilities. We have the one where the actual sales and the assembly are done, but we also have one of the machining outfits that helps make the parts for the lockers. That is also based out of Hastings.
What's your background in hockey?
So my background in hockey is I started skating when I was 5 years old, and when I was 35, I had to stop playing due to getting too sore after playing some of the fun adult leagues.
Right.
and having to go to work on Monday morning. So I retired from playing the game, and now I just coach two of my three boys' hockey teams.
Tell me more about the idea behind the little locker room.
I played hockey for roughly 30 years, and even as a kid, the idea of having hockey equipment in the house because it was warm was a problem. I remember my parents being pretty irritated with my brother and I both having our hockey equipment thrown all over the basement, and it would pretty much make that room that all the equipment was in was uninhabitable, which was a problem. Made mom really unhappy, and that, not surprisingly, as I am now the parent and I have three boys that play hockey, that was a pretty big problem at my house, which made my now wife very unhappy.
Yeah, seeing the other side, you bet.
Right. It's come full circle. So now I have to deal with all the problems that my dad did, only there's 50% more children. So it makes the mess, it seems like more than 50% bigger, but it's definitely a problem.
How big is your organization right now?
So right now we're a startup company. So last year I started selling these. Right now there are three salesmen, and I'm not included in that number. And I have a machining facility that is helping get the parts made for the product, and then I also have an assembly facility that is helping their subcontractors. Basically, what happened last year is I went to a local tournament here in Minnesota, and I literally didn't know if I was going to sell one locker or a whole trailer full. And what happened was the very first day that I went to this tournament, I sold everything I had, and it wiped out half my inventory. So that was a little bit of a problem, and I knew right away that I had to bring on some help. That is kind of where we're at. It's been growing since then. And this year, hopefully, I'm going to kind of start ramping up again for the 2018-19 hockey season.
Where are you? So when you talk about your sales staff and then you trying to redirect your efforts, what does that look like as far as sales and where you're trying to take this and how you're trying to market it to people?
So right now, I have myself I have been going to some tournaments, local tournaments, youth tournaments, a lot of squirt peewees. I don't go to a lot of the Bantam age because by then a lot of the parents are starting to look at the high school, and when you get to the high school level, they get lockers at the actual rink or at their high school. But I do have the other salesman. He goes to all different kinds of youth tournaments also. And then, the other two salesmen are helping me. One will do some of the online. He is kind of a newer hire. And the other, he is going to start looking at other states. So we're looking over in the Michigan area. There's quite a bit of hockey over in Michigan. So that is one area that he's starting to look into.
So let's go back a little bit. I got a little bit ahead of myself. Tell me about the product itself. So you've got it's pretty much a self-contained miniature locker, a little locker room. So tell me about the product.
So the product is what makes it unique is two things. One, it can take multiple hockey bags in it. So there's nothing else on the market of any kind that you can put multiple players' equipment in. I know I've looked at the different PVCs where they're blowing air around, and part of the problem with those is they're only made for one player, and second is they're made for your house, because if it's below freezing, they won't dry because there's no heat involved. The next piece that's unique to the product is it will actually dry the equipment out, all your sports equipment, inside the sports bag. So when you get a locker, the locker goes into your garage, and I'm basically teaching people, you place it up towards the front of the garage by the garage door. So when whoever's driving the vehicle pulls in, and then you open the back end of the vehicle up, the kids will get out, and they literally move their bag 3 feet from the back of the vehicle into the locker. And all they have to do is unzip the bag to let the air out of the bag, and the locker will do the rest. So it'll warm up all the equipment and dry it out.
So it's a PVC pipe frame, and then it's got, so I'm looking at your website, littlelockerroom.com, on the products section. So you've got three different models, three different sizes, and each one has an attached filter with a fan. So the one with the filter is, it'll help clean up the smell, the odor, possible bacteria, and then it cycles the air through. And then when I was at the expo, and the thing that I found most interesting is all of the shelves have an ambient heat that will radiate off of each shelf.
Yes, that's correct. So diving in deeper to how it works, when you place the bag onto a shelf, the shelf will actually conduct the heat into the bag, and it also uses some radiant heat. So basically how it works is the equipment inside the bag will be warmer than the air around it. So the ambient temperature inside the locker may be 50, 60 degrees when it's 20 below outside or 0 degrees in the garage. But as that equipment warms up, the moisture evaporates off. And because the inside of the bag is warmer than the outside, the air will come out and it takes the moisture with it. And then the fan, there's a circulation fan that will suck that in, blow it across a deodorizing agent, and take the stink away. And then exhaust it down towards the bottom of the locker. So all the air inside that locker will flip around. And it'll actually flip around all the volume in there 2 to 3 times a minute.
And then it's got, so you've got the larger one is a 73 inches by 48 inches, 24 inches in the picture that I'm looking at. So it's got three layers on it. It's got three large bags and then a small section off to the side for hockey sticks and jerseys hanging hanging vertical. And that,
yes.
Yeah. Yep. So that looks like a pretty good setup. It gives you a lot of space. I like that.
Yeah. The idea is that you can have three full size players. So 3 years ago, I had beta tests done. So I've personally had my own locker 4 years running in my garage. And my three boys, who now are a peewee, a squirt, and a mite, they've been using that for the past 4 years. And since we did develop it up and we got it going, we made eight more lockers and had them sent out to, I call them beta test families. So they're friends of our family, but they all had multiple kids, and all those families, their kids play hockey year round. So we sent them out, and I call them my best test specimens. They're friends of mine. They have he's a peewee goalie. There's an adult, so dad is a goalie in men's league, and then they have a Bantam skater, and they can, it's ridiculous.
A lot of rank equipment.
Yeah, and they actually live in a townhome, so they don't have a lot of space in their actual home. So when I came up with this idea and I talked to them and showed them mine in the garage and kind of explained how it worked and explained that, hey, for a year I haven't had any equipment in my house and this stuff has never froze. And that year it actually got down to 30 below for 2 days outside. And everything still stayed warm and was dry. And, they were pretty excited to try it out. So I had them try it out and they used it for the first 3 months. I wanted to get some feedback from them and, they absolutely loved it. So that kind of gave me a lot more confidence in trying to push the product forward. So that is partly how we got to where we are now.
Where do you see yourself going? So you were talking about trying to regroup. Where do you still see yourself going in the next year or so? How does it look?
Well, right now we're definitely going to keep a foot on the gas here in Minnesota. Let's face it, we have the number one hockey state in the United States, and it's a whole different way of looking at the sport, to be honest. There's 50-some thousand hockey players, and I think Michigan, I can't remember, it's kind of flipped back and forth over the last couple of years, but Michigan and New York are number two, and they're a ways behind us. So we're definitely going to keep the foot on the gas here in Minnesota, and we're starting to push a lot more of the online. So I'm trying to get the name out there. That's one of the biggest problems. You can have the best product in the world, but if no one knows about it, it doesn't do you any good.
So we're
trying to do things like this podcast. It's great to be able to explain to people how it works and what it does. And the online push is big. And like I said earlier, it looks like we're going to go over into Michigan because they have some pretty significant tournaments over there too. They're actually planning to hit the Guinness Book of World Records for the biggest tournament, youth tournament over Christmas next year. So I'm expecting that we would probably be present at that. So that's kind of the shorter term roadmap. And to be honest, as fast as things are going, I would love to look out a lot farther, but the shorter roadmap of just trying to keep up is tough.
Good. That's good to hear. So potentially expanding, but definitely going a little bit. You're taking it slow, which is smart.
Yeah, I've been researching different companies, startup companies, and a lot of the ones that fail are the ones that just go too fast and they take big risks thinking that it's all gonna pan out the way they want. And my background is engineering, and so it's all about the numbers and making sure that it makes sense. And so far, we're doing pretty well with it, but, you know, there's always a little risk going forward, but you can calculate how much that risk really is going to be.
You bet. Yeah, it sounds like you're thinking this one through. So beyond the sales that you talked about, what do you have for manufacturing distribution? Do you actually have a group of people that are handle that handle that within your organization, or do you send that out to another organization?
So as of right now, I'm personally taking care of that out of my Hastings facility. Part of the beauty of the way the world is starting to work now is everyone seems to buy everything online. I mean, you can even buy your groceries online and have it delivered now. So to go and try to do storefronts or different things, it's not quite needed. And shipping nowadays has actually gone down in cost just because your UPSs and FedExes and all the carriers, they knew this was coming, that someday you're going to not really go to stores anymore, that people buy things online and it'll be shipped to them. Everything from beds and dressers and refrigerators, I mean, everything gets shipped nowadays. So it's getting to where I have access to go anywhere in the U.S. with a reasonable amount of shipping. The hardest part is just kind of getting some of the logistics of, if I have to ship something up to New York, you know, there's a little bit of work, but I've been working with FedEx and I've been working with UPS, and so far it's been going pretty well.
So I'm checking out, the other thing I was looking at is the Facebook page. There's some videos on there, walk you through the products. And I want to mention that I came across the booth at the Let's Play Hockey Expo. I've been trying to bring that up as much as I can, because I thought it was a great event. It was the first time I've ever been there, and I met a lot of people. In fact, the majority of the people that I've been chatting with lately and bringing on the episode are a direct result of going to that expo. How often have you been there?
So growing up in Minnesota, I grew up in the Cottage Grove area. So that's roughly 20 minutes away from where the expo is at. Growing up in Minnesota and being a hockey player, I ended up at the state hockey tournament games every year. I'd end up seeing a couple of them. And if I was lucky enough, as a kid, my dad would get the state hockey tournament championship game tickets. So that was always a lot of fun. And actually, I used to be able to stay home from school and watch some of the state hockey games. So that was always good. And it's hard to remember, but I believe it's in the maybe 10, 15 years ago, I believe that expo kind of started up. And so for the past few years, I've been stopping in there just to see what products were. And that was even before the locker company was started. Just to see, because that's really where a lot of the ingenuity is brought out. There's tons of products of all sorts of things brought there and kind of displayed to see, you know, what do people think? Because at the end of the day, Minnesota is the number one hockey state in the U.S., and that's the biggest expo. So if you can bring your product there and people like it, you know that, you know, it's got a chance to make it.
True. Yeah, it was a great expo. I met a lot of great people, and there was really cool products. I loved it. I had a great time. The demonstration that I was given was at your booth. I was just really impressed with the product, the durability, and the quality of the product. And then a couple of the people that I talked to walked me all the way through it. They were very knowledgeable about it and clearly very passionate about it. So it was very clear to me that when you get somebody who's that passionate about it, it shows that they have buy into the product, and that tells me that it's worth a look, and it's worth taking a look into. You know, after you talk to somebody for a while, you can kind of get that feeling if, you know, they're just trying to sell you a product as opposed to somebody who really believes in it.
Right. No, I agree. And just to kind of to add on to your comment of the people you're talking with that passion on it. So everyone that works with the little locker room company, every one of them has played hockey through their youth years, and a couple of them still play in the adult age. So everyone has the experience of playing hockey. They understand as a kid, you know, what it was like putting frozen skates on. And now as an adult, they're all parents now, and they all have kids that play hockey, or the one that is a little older, and his kids are older, still play. But, you know, everyone understands now as the parent that, wow, this really was a problem. Boy, I kind of feel bad that I was mean to my parents now when I was a kid, dragging that stuff all through the house, wrecking the house.
A little bit more compassion for what they had to go through.
Yeah, and it, like I said, they all believe in the way it works and what it's doing. And to be honest, as the last 2 years have gone by, we've been delivering these and shipping them out. And at first, with a product, you're a little afraid that there's always the one customer that's going to get it and be unhappy because, you know, they feel that you didn't produce what they thought you should have. But over the 2 years, our confidence has only grown because our customers are all extremely happy with the way the product is operating. It's actually operating better than what I originally configured it to do. So that's good. And it'll be exciting to see as it keeps growing how people like it and the stories that you'll hear, because this has been such a problem for so long. And we finally have a solution for it.
Certainly seems like it. So I'm looking at the some more parts of the website. And the other thing that I like about this is, if you know, you've had yours for a while and you said it's going really well. So you're looking at long-term durability of the product. On top of that, you have the ability to swap out certain parts if down the road something starts acting up a little bit on the parts and service area on here. You know, you've got the covers themselves are almost like really, really thick shipping blankets. So those are replaceable. The heating units, the heating elements, there's the replacement air freshener, circulation fans, and the thermostat. So it's great to see that it's not just a modular product where it's either works or it doesn't. You know, you've put a lot of thought into this, which leads me to another question. So when you talk about the fan, is there actually a filter in there that you have to replace?
So inside the fan box, so the fan in the top of the unit, there's a fan box, and inside that box, there's the actual fan, an axial fan, and there's also an air deodorizing element. So this fan will blow the air into this deodorizing element that will basically absorb in the smells. It sounds a little ridiculous, but the same concept of how you would put like a baking soda in, you know, a bag of baking soda, the top open, you put it in your fridge, and then all of a sudden your fridge doesn't stink anymore.
I knew I did concept, that for some reason.
Right. I mean, all college kids at some point may have made a poor decision with their fridge and they had to fix it. Well, they put a little baking soda or something in there. So the concept is the same, only it uses an actual element made to take the stink away. And so once it goes past there, it'll blow the air down to the bottom. That air is like a fresh air. It blows it on the bottom of the unit and circulates it around. So part of what makes the unit so efficient is the fact that it recirculates the air inside. It's not drawing air from the outside. I know there's other products kind of like what this is doing. They're not really made for a garage, but they'll draw in air and try to heat up parts inside. But really, that's not the most efficient way to do it. It's to take the air, kind of like your house. You take the air inside your home and you circulate it through your furnace. There's a heat exchanger in the furnace, so you're recirculating the air inside. So you're taking 60, 70, you know, 65 degree air, 70 degree air running across the heat exchanger and exhausting about 85. It would cost a lot of money if you had to bring in 30 degree air and try to make it 85 degrees. And so that same concept is used in the locker.
Excellent. Got a great engineering lesson there.
And also to kind of build on, I know you were talking about the durability. So along with the fact, I'm an engineer. So if you ask any engineer, one of their biggest things that they never, ever want to have is warranty. Like they never want to have a customer call saying this broke. And so I went to great lengths on this product to make it so the hours of use are way beyond what a normal customer would expect. An example of that is the fan. So when you buy a fan, you have some choices. You can buy cheap fans that will last maybe a year or so if it's running constantly, or you can buy commercial type fans that are made to go for 5 or 10 years, literally never shutting off, made with ball bearings on the shaft instead of sleeves, and so basically they use bearings like your car, and they can go for a very, very long time. So this product was built that way, and even to take that a step further, I didn't want to have anyone breaking any of the PVC, so I worked with a company and designed my own die. So that PVC you have or you see there, that is actually by design by a little locker room. The OD or the outside of that pipe looks just like any other pipe, but the inside is actually a little smaller, so the wall is thicker to be able to carry the heavier loads of the bags.
That makes sense. That's good to know. And I did notice that when I had a chance to put hands on at the show, I did notice that, you know, it, even though it had equipment in it and it was a little bit tall, a little bit taller than me, that, you know, I put my hands on it and moved around a little bit. It was very sturdy. I was very impressed by that.
Oh, good. Yeah, that is the idea. I didn't, like I said, as an engineer, the last thing you want to have is a customer unhappy by the performance. And so I built this thing where I don't want customers having to call being unhappy. And so that really was the idea. There was a lot of testing done to create the locker. So my three boys and I, it was a project. We had a fun project together. It was one of those where dad was teaching a little bit of engineering and mathematics, and we did some beam calculations. So we knew how thick to make the walls or the PVC. We also did some heat rejection calculations, so we knew how much power it was going to take to heat up all the equipment and stay within the circuit of your garage. And lastly, I had my boys, they would, I have a 130-pound son, he would sit in one of those lockers on the shelf and make sure it could carry the load we wanted. So it was a family project. We had lots of fun.
Sounds like it. So I was going back to the equipment page where you've got the three different models. So there's one is three shelf, one is two, and then there's a single, almost like a cube. And I didn't notice this before until I was looking at it just now. The single one, the smaller model, is a wall mountable model. And that's a great idea to get that up off of the floor, because that's some of the problem. People don't necessarily mind having their gear and the equipment. Like me, I just hate it strung all over the floor of the garage that gets in my way, so I can't park, I can't move around. So putting that up on the wall is a great space saver.
Yeah, that was a new product this year. Last year, you know, it was our first year out with customers, and that was some of the feedback I got. We only offered a three shelf version last year, and one of the comments I would get back from customers is, you have a great product, this thing is awesome, but I have a two-stall garage and I couldn't fit that in there. There's just no way. And so what we did is we developed the single. And to be honest, the two-shelf option, that one can be wall-mounted also. So that gets that locker up off the ground and you can put your lawnmower or whatever underneath. And you're not losing any floor space in your garage.
So really the only thing you need is access to an outlet to ensure that you can power the fan and you're on your way.
Yep. It draws. So to put it into power, that people will more understand, like a space heater if you had a space heater in your basement, it takes 1500 watts to heat up the basement. this was designed to use the least amount of power possible. So the biggest, the three shelf option we have, if you bought a lighter version, that only uses 300 watts of power. So that's 1/5 of the power of a space heater in your basement. So you can plug it in on pretty much any circuit and not have to worry about blowing out the circuit breakers or anything. You can have that on the same circuit as a fridge. It doesn't, you're not adding enough power there to cause any problems.
Makes sense. And that's good to know too, because that was going to be another question of mine, is drawing the power. So good to know. Good information.
Yeah, that was one of the things that's been a lot of questions that alone has been asked a lot about the power, and just doesn't use a lot. It doesn't have to. The efficiency of how it works is quite high.
Anything you can think of that you wanted to bring up that we hadn't talked about yet?
So there, and the website, and this part of this is my fault. I'm I make mechanical pieces work, so making websites is not my greatest skill set.
I've been finding that as an issue for me as well.
And I'll be the first to admit it, and I've told that to a lot of customers. Just bear with me as we grow. I will hopefully someday bring on somebody that this is what they do, and they make it look really nice, and they can laugh, that web designer can laugh at me someday going, I don't know what was wrong with you, but for now, this is what we've got. But if you look at the products, yes, there's a 3S and a 3SL of each model. So when I say that, like the three-shell version, there's a 3S and a 3SL. The 3S is the heavy duty. So that product will function in your garage down to 0 degrees in the garage or 20, 30-ish below outside. And that's the one that we came out with last year. And some of the feedback I got from customers was, you know, this thing's awesome, but to be honest, my garage is an attached garage, and it really never gets below 20 degrees. So, you know, you kind of overshot what was really needed, you know, as I asked for feedback from these customers. And so the 3SL was developed this year, and that actually uses a lighter cover, so the insulation isn't quite as thick. And then also, instead of two heating panels per shelf, so if you see the on the website, there's two heating panels. There's the one that's under the bag on a S model, but then it's also got a vertical panel on the back. So there's two surfaces touching the bag to warm the bag up, where the light version, there's only a panel that goes under the bag. Because you just don't need the power in the surface area if your garage is only going to go down to 20 degrees. To be honest, that 3/4 of the garages are attached, and you really don't need both panels per shell.
And that's a great point. And you know, I'm like you. I probably wouldn't have thought about that. I'm thinking, yeah, I want to make the best product available. And then you overshoot what, you know, everybody's expectation, which is great. And then the feedback that you get. So I'm glad you brought that up, because rather than looking at that and saying, well, they've got this one, but then they got the cheaper version, it's not really like that. You've got this one that's an outstanding model, and you scaled it back based on customer feedback because they didn't quite need that. You can produce a little bit cheaper, save them a little bit of money, and still give them the product that they're looking for.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, as long as you know what type of garage you have, we have the option to fit your need. You know, if you have a detached garage and you're living in Minnesota, it can get 20, 30 below. You're going to need the heavier duty version. But if you live in Minnesota and you have an attached garage, like my attached garage actually rarely goes below 20 degrees. Even this year when it was 20 below, my garage rarely got below 20. And to be honest, my kids' equipment, my kids' skates, were 60 degrees when it was 18 below outside. So it was, it's not an issue.
This is pretty fantastic. So I'm glad we were able to hook up and have this conversation, and I can help put this product out to anybody who might be interested. Cause this is exactly what I like, having conversations about people with great, unique ideas that benefits the hockey community for the benefit of the hockey community. And, you know, with the added benefit that you get to produce and create a company out of it. And I love it.
Yeah. And it's, thanks for having me on. It's been great. And to be honest, this is, it's been a lot of fun with this company, starting it with my kids and kind of taking it through. And you're right. It is, I mean, this is kind of the definition of how America was built. As corny as that sounds, it's true. Is people starting with pretty much nothing, having an idea and taking a shot and you know, will people want it? And so far it looks like it's coming through.
So how do people get a hold of you? What's the best way for them to contact if they have questions about the product or if they want to purchase one?
So the easiest way to get a hold of me is they can call my number through the little locker room. It's 651-252-1680. Or if they just want to go to the website, there's tons of information there. The phone number's on there. If they have questions, they can go and there's a spot where they can submit a question. It'll come into my email and I'll respond to you as soon as I can, and help you out. And basically, you can order online if interested. You can order online, or you can contact through the website and get a hold of me, and we'll gladly answer any questions on, you know, what type of model do you need? Because you'd be surprised, just because you have two skaters, you don't just need a two shelf, because there's other things. Like Dad may do a lot of ice fishing or other things, and you may want to put his overalls and his bibs into the locker also, which means you may want a three shelf.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because I mentioned that earlier. This is not just for hockey. This is for any sports or activity equipment that might generate some type of smell or needs to be warm, to be kept into a safe place. So this is not just for hockey. You know, any type of sports gear or outdoor equipment could benefit from something like this.
Yeah, it's been amazing over the last 2 years who has bought these. You've got guys that own snow plowing businesses, and they bought three of them, put them in their shop, and they could turn the heat down in the shop because all their equipment was still getting dried out and staying warm, and it was a fraction of the cost of heating the whole shop.
And your Facebook page is at Little Locker Room. And there's a ton more information on there with contact information, pictures, videos. And, of course, it looks like it's relatively up to date. So, yeah, you follow the page and receive some updates on the products.
Like I said, the people can online, they can see through the website. They can go to the Facebook. We also have a Pinterest and an Instagram. They're a little newer sites, so bear with me. Like I said, my background is not web designing, but they are up and going, and there are pictures from customers and different shows. So if people are just kind of curious of what we do and where we've been, there's information there too.
Well, and I can appreciate that sentiment about, you know, some of the different sites. I recently got my Instagram going, and that was, I mean, it's, you know, I'm familiar with some of the other sites, so it wasn't that difficult, but you know, there are little nuances about it, so I can appreciate the time you're taking on that. But it's great to see you're trying to put the name out there, you're trying to put the information out, and make it easy for people to get a hold of you. I really appreciate your time today, Chad. It was great. It was good information, fantastic product, and I wish you the best. So thank you very much for coming on the show today.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having me, Neil. It was a lot of fun. I've never done a podcast before, so this was something new for me, and it was quite enjoyable. So thank you very much.
Visit littlelockerroom.com for more information on this great storage solution. Also, save yourself time by subscribing to the Hockey Parent Podcast through Apple Podcasts, or for Android users, try Stitcher, Overcast, or the many other Android-friendly podcast hosts. Find me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, @HockeyParentPod. What do you want to talk about the Hockey Parent life?